Kia ora, everyone. Here we are in, I think, number four, number five, number six, don't even know what day it is. And I'm really lucky to be chatting to Tracy Morris from the Blonde Nomads, and who is a, they are a, I'm going to say a family blog, who look at you. So you sold everything back in 2017 and went traveling around Australia. And you're currently in Newcastle, so just north of Sydney. So
Just near
welcome.
Port Stephens, yes.
Welcome.
Little bit above from here.
So,
Yeah, thanks for having me.
you are welcome.
Hi.
Hello. We just met. We met like 5 minutes ago, so it's awesome. So tell me, the thing I ask everyone is, who's in your bubble at the minute?
Our bubble is what who's been in our bubble for a long time, really, just the four of us. So my husband Rob, my 7-year-old daughter Marley, and my crazy 4-year-old boy Ziggy.
Amazing.
And us, yeah, we've been in a bubble for a long time because we used to live in a caravan, so it literally was a bubble on wheels.
You did. So when did the transition? So where are you now? What are you in a you're in a house now, I am presuming.
We have a house, yes.
So
We're
tell
very
me about the
fortunate.
transition from what happened. Were you in a house before this kind of kicked off?
Travel's always been an element in our lives, and we kind of, once we started having kids, we didn't want that to slow us down. So we've always kind of kept the travel going in between having one kid and then the next. And so we, after having, well, we did a trip in a caravan with one child, and that caused pregnancy with Ziggy. And then we had a small time at home in a house raising the newborn, and then sold up everything and hopped back in the caravan and lived with the four of us in the van for another 2 years, traveling full time and working as we went. So then we kind of felt it was time to stop and take a breather, and just juggling schooling and work and travel was starting to take its toll.
And
And we
when was that? Was that last year or this year?
Last year, yeah. So probably, but this time last year, we probably bought the house. We purchased the house, and we did all the wrong things. We didn't look at anyone else. We loved it. We fell in love, and we just wanted it and probably paid too much. But we are absolutely over the moon at the moment, especially being on lockdown, having doors to close and space between us and the backyard. Comparing that to caravan life, it's heaven, really.
So when this all happened, I know working living in a town that is, mostly based on tourism that just stopped, like stopped. My work, my other work for the blog stopped, doom, dead. And we all went into this kind of new mode of thinking. What changed for you? What happened there for you?
We were, a lot of things have stopped for us as well. Yes, we've had a lot of travel campaigns booked in, especially tied around holidays now that we have Marley in school. So we like to piggyback our trips off the school holidays. So we were gearing up pretty much to start a short road trip adventure and then another one. And yeah, it's all just been put on hold. It hasn't been cancelled. But obviously, we're not sure what things will look like when everything gets back to normal. So, yeah, we're a little bit nervous about it, but we're just trying to be proactive and do what we can.
So how did that
Yeah.
feel? What did you, we all talk, we talked a lot this morning at work about, everybody in the world is in a stage of grief. They're what that stuff we go through around this can't be happening, and oh my God, what am I going to do? And oh, I'll be fine, and oh, actually, it won't be fine, and oh, it will be fine, it'll just look different. And going back to what happened for you during that, when
I
it kicked
think
off?
at first we kind of had a few little jobs ticking us through. So we thought, okay, well, this will give us a minute to kind of catch up and get those jobs done. And then the ones that we had in the pipeline, everyone was getting in contact saying, oh, we're just going to have to press pause on this, or obviously you can't travel, we can't have you here, so let's stop. And a few opportunities, because predominantly we're content creators, so we're creating videos and blog posts and social media posts and sharing our adventures and representing brands and destinations. So some of those opportunities they've had to pull back, but not completely cancel, which we're really grateful for.
Yeah.
And they're just pivoting with us. We're brainstorming some new ideas on how we can kind of showcase their product and still give them that brand awareness, which is what we were there to do, from that family angle and the travel and adventure. We're just pulling back on that and just showing, you know, more family happy time using the products.
So I'm gonna make a big assumption here, but like with a lot of the women that I've spoken to, having their children in their daily life, not, you know, 24/7 is a complete shift. Whereas for you, I suppose you had your kids around you when you were working, living, breathing, sleeping, eating. So how have you took that and what have you done with that? Like how does that feel for you now? You're in the house and you're doing some other stuff.
It's interesting. We have had that conversation, Rob and I, my husband. We did acknowledge how fortunate we are that we can cope. This is normal for us, and it is actually better because we have a lot more space at the moment, and we have TV and technology. And you know, when we've been remote camping or just living in the caravan, sometimes you can't really put the telly on because you're living off solar power, and if you do that, you're going to burn down all your power you have for your
life. TV off, so, kids.
So it is very normal for us, and the kids are very good at playing together and making their own fun. But we do have the element of schooling coming in now, so. Having to share the computer and log in to Marley's school and check in with the teacher, and the activities that they were providing these last 2-3 weeks have been hangman and word searches and just little kind of revision things for them while they're getting their head around what's happening and predominantly planning for next term. So just having to schedule in our time that we need for the computer, which is a lot of editing, a lot of downloading, a lot of writing and typing of blog posts. So I kind of had a bit of a moment and I talked to her teacher and said, just want to know how much computer time will be needed next term. Should I buy a printer? Because we have 2 laptops, but I just don't like the idea of too much screen time too. In terms of coping in the house, pretty good for that.
Because I'd love for you to, have you got any kind of tips for mums around that stuff? Like, what are some of the things that you're like, this is the 3 things that I absolutely recommend that you do during the day?
It's hard to live by, but I do like to set a bit of a timeline in the day so the kids know, especially when it's food time, otherwise they're always eating.
Yep.
So if you write up that you've got breakfast, then we've got morning tea, then we've got lunch, afternoon tea and dinner. So if they can see that, if they're old enough, which is obviously a problem, if they can know that these are the times that that's happening, that will help. In saying that, some days I just let it go.
Yeah.
Whatever works. But the other thing that I find is we need to hop out of bed, open the windows and the doors, don't fall into that technology black hole. Don't turn the telly on. Don't let the kids watch cartoons. Don't go on your phone. Like, just hop up, pop some music on, have a nice breakfast, you know, kind of start the day with some activity or just enjoying something outside and not being lazy.
Because I know
the time of the day.
And I always think, you do what you do to get through the day. Like, you know, you got to do what you need to do and get your work done and all that stuff. But I know that this morning, like yesterday, it was, and then this morning, it's like the getting out of the door is the hard bit for me at the minute with a toddler. She's just like, but I know as soon as we got out the door and there was some lure of food, but It was so such a lovely way to start the day. We go and do this big walk round thing. She's tired. We get in, we make, you know, we have our little cups of tea, then we have our toast together. And you're like, oh my God, it's 11 o'clock. Like, and it just feels, you know, and then it's like, right, well, then we'll get on to the next bit, and then the next bit, and then the next bit. And then, all right, I'm going to make dinner at 4 o'clock. So, yeah, you can stick the TV on for a bit, because we've done that thing, and we've, you know, like, amazing, like, totally amazing. Yeah.
So, and that's how we felt in the caravan, too. You know, when there was rainy days, sometimes we're just like, you know what, gumboots on, coat on, outside, jump in the puddles, I'll chuck you in the shower when we get back. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Just we got to get out, and I think that's changed the scenery. Whether you're in your lounge room or your kitchen, you know, hop outside to the balcony or to the garden, and just make sure you embrace the fresh air and sunshine when you can.
Outdoors is incredible, eh? How amazing it makes you feel.
Yeah, we didn't, when we bought our house, we were really lucky. It came with a swimming pool. We walked in the back and it had a palm tree and a pool, and we just thought, my God, this looks like a resort. And we now call that the babysitter, because we pretty much say to the kids, do you want to go to the pool? And they'll hop out. The water is now freezing cold, but they have little bugs in the pool. And my son's called them compedos. I think they're boatman bugs, or we don't know.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Little, like, buggy things. And he has a net and he catches them and he puts them in his bucket, and they can spend like 2 hours out there playing with the pool and not even getting wet some of the times. Yeah. But that's our babysitter.
I know. It's so good. And some things, like you say, you have to just go, whatever. Like this morning it was 5 degrees this morning. We got our coats on and we walked out the door down the trail, and before I knew it, I looked around and my daughter had stripped off all her clothes off the top. She's naked from the top down. She's like, I'm not cold, Mom. I'm like, carry on. Let's go. whatever. Yeah. So I was just going to say, what do you want for your future? Do you think it's slightly different now we've been given this glance of kind of the slightly slowed down life? I mean, it's speeded up for lots of people. But what do you want something that's slightly different when we can travel again?
Good question. It's interesting because for us, we like to kind of push the message of embracing slow, embrace slow travel, don't rush, you know, enjoy the moments, and how, you know, traveling to a destination, it's about getting there, not just ticking it off the bucket list, you know. And it's the people, the connections that you make when you meet these travelers. And a lot of our favorite memories are because we've met people and connected with people, rather than the, you know, ticking off seeing Uluru in the middle of Australia, you know. So we are very much all about slowing in the experiences and having those connections, and mental health, not taking on too much. Obviously it's a tricky time at the minute, but we're always trying to push that work-life balance of making sure you look after yourself. And I suppose what we want to take from this is the importance of those relationships and the happiness that you get when you do interact with people. The importance of friends and friendship circles and family and having a hug. And I suppose we're all going to really hop out and embrace everybody and just be so thankful.
It'll be so weird, eh?
Yeah, I think it's very important. And, you know, we're human and we all want to feel and hug and feel loved. And I think I just want to make sure I see everybody, especially after traveling for so long. You know, we kind of live through Skype phone calls and video chats a lot of the 2 years we were traveling around Australia. So I don't want to miss out anymore.
So as a last question, how do you navigate those roles? So who takes on the stuff? So who, you know, do you, I mean, I know me and my partner, we try and separate the day half and half, and one doesn't always get the, you know, the making the lunch and the dinner at the end of the day. And we just try and be quite flexible because we're both still working. But sometimes we're like, well, it's my meeting. And he's like, well, it's my meeting. And I'm like, well, it's my meeting. So how do you do that?
Good question. We're very good at working together. We make a good team. we kind of have a bit of a check-in in the morning of what we've got in our head and what we want to achieve. So we just kind of talk it through and say, I've got to do this, I want to do that, or we kind of just, just communicate. It comes down to just letting everyone know, checking in. At the minute, Rob's taking the kids out for a walk because he knows that I'm chatting to you. Yep. So I'm sure he's got something he's going to want to have to do when he gets back.
It's like that tag team where you're like, wah! It's good. Yeah. Amazing. Communication is key.
I think so. It is, definitely.
Yeah. I said the other day to him, I just need to go to the bathroom for 10 minutes. He's like, okay. And I went in there and ate all the cream eggs on my own with the door locked.
Well played.
I was like, I'm just going to the loo.
I'm just started a 30-day cleanse just before lockdown happened.
Oh, my God.
No chocolate, no alcohol, no caffeine, no tea, sugar. So I've got a few more days left. So I'm feeling really good. But
a goddess.
Long 30 days.
Good Lord. All right. So time for quick fire, which we always do. Very easy. Sea or lake?
Sea.
Salt or sweet?
Oh, sweet.
Hot toast or cold toast?
Oh, it's got to be hot.
See, I'm a bit of a cold toast butter girl. Cold beer or hot coffee?
Ooh. A cold beer on a hot day and a hot coffee on a cold day.
Lie-in or late night?
I think a lie-in now that I'm getting old.
I hear you. Cashew or pistachio?
Ooh, gotta love a pistachio.
I know. Hot sauce or sour cream?
Hot sauce.
One album that you'd have to listen to for the rest of isolation?
I put on a little bit of Michael Jackson the other day and he got me having a little dance around.
Good choice. Yeah. And anything that you've been watching on Netflix that you'd recommend to people?
Oh, not that bloody Tiger King.
Don't mention it.
Trash. I've done the Outlander binging and nothing really else. What's it called? Dangerous Animals. It's a guy catching fish. My little boy loves it.
I like it. Tracy Morris, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
That was awesome. And we'll speak to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you.